Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, the Gardaí will accept new recruits up to the age of 50 years under a new rule change aimed at increasing the size of the force and creating a more diverse skills and ethnicity mix in Irish policing. However, there will be no change to the uniform policy in relation to facial hair, jewellery or visible tattoos for new Gardaí recruits. That's according to Gardaí Commissioner Drew Harris. Joining us to discuss this is Fianna Fáil TD Jim O'Callaghan and Sinn Féin TD Pat Daly, and you're both welcome. Jim O'Callaghan, your reaction to the news?
Well, I welcome the fact that Minister McEntee has made this decision today, Sarah. I think it has been very unfair that people over the age of 35 years of age couldn't join in Garda Síochána. The change today will mean that the people in their late 30s and 40s who would like a change of career, who would like to join the Gardaí, are able to do it. And listen, there are many fit and able-bodied people around the country who would like to do that and would like to see a change of career. But as you point out, like, I suppose the reason for this and the reason why Minister McEntee has made this decision is because we do have a recruitment crisis in An Garda Síochána. We're finding it extremely difficult to recruit new persons into the force, notwithstanding the fact that government has provided enough money for 1,000 new recruits. But like at present, as a result of today's graduation of 126 new recruits, we're only just getting over 14,000 members. And that's the same as we had 20 years ago when our population was much less.
And, you know, everything helps, but do you think this measure will make any significant difference?
I think it will make a significant difference, because if you think of the numbers who were excluded from it, like, there's a lot of people over 35 years of age who just simply can't apply. And we're sort of out of sync with many other police forces nearby and around the world. Like, the PSNI has no age limit. If you look over at the Met Police, they have an age limit of 57. And some police forces in the States have ages up to 40 and up to 50. So I think we're out of sync. But I think we now need to go on a recruitment drive to try to make it attractive for people, not just over 35 and under 50, but for everyone. They need to be informed that it is a worthwhile career and we need to get new recruits in.
I do wonder though, Pat Daly, again, like I say, every little helps, but by the time you reach 35, for most people, you really have chosen a career path. You know, will there be that many people wanting to jump out of whatever career path they've chosen to start at the very beginning as a Garda recruit?
Well, maybe that was the case in the past, but you know, people do change much more than they used to. I still can't see anybody in their mid to late 40s joining the Guards at that age with such a short career ahead of them and taking the training allowance, which, although it has been increased to about €300 a week, you know, taking what would probably be a massive reduction in wages. But it may allow people to come in who may have other specialities, maybe in forensic accounting or maybe in forensics, or and you know, them being blocked, not on merit, but because of their age, is also to be welcomed. I suppose the only thing is, over the last year, you know, it will help in a small enough way, I think, to increase the amount of numbers going into the Guards. But the frustrating thing about the Garda numbers debate over the last 12 months has been that the government stuck rigidly to a mantra that they were going to increase by 1,000 Guards. When, you know, I remember speaking to a member of the Guards in Cork, and he just said, do the maths on it, you're not going to get those with the amount of people that were attesting.
Well, I suppose they were trying to be optimistic,
out
you know?
Of Templemore. Well, yeah, there's no harm in a bit of optimism, I suppose, but they have, you know, the mission statement of the Guards is to eliminate crime, the causes of crime, but also the fear of crime, and we need a larger presence on the streets. I know that Minister McEntee did confirmed during the week that the Garda reserve numbers may be addressed when the regulations, which we were asking her to publish, she said that they would be published by the weekend. So we're waiting on that. And also the Commission for the Future of Policing, I hope that the recommendations there will be introduced, because we still have far too many Guards who are working in non-core duties, who are attending coroner's courts, presenting into district courts,
And I want to bring Jim O'Callaghan back in on that because, again, like I say, this is, you know, I think a lot of people would welcome this move, Jim O'Callaghan, but I don't know, does it get to the core issue or a number of the core issues? Pat Daly has referred to some of them. I know a lot of Gardaí have spoken out about how they feel they're being tied to the desk with paperwork and not doing the job that they actually wanted to get into the force to do, and they want to be freed up to do that in terms of visibility and boots on the ground. And also morale, the morale within the Garda force, with which Garda representative associations are telling us is at an all-time low.
Isn't there's unquestionably other issues that need to be addressed, but we're never going to come up with one solution, Sarah, that solves all the problems. The issue that has been dealt with today by government with this announcement is trying to do something to stem the recruitment crisis in the force. And listen, as Paz mentioned, though, like the government has provided enough money for 1,000 new persons to join the force this year and indeed next year. But I suppose one of the consequences of having full employment and a successful economy is that it's harder to attract people into what we're seeing as traditional jobs. Mm. And we're not just seeing that with the Gardaí, we see it in nursing, we see it in teaching. So we've got to go out of our way to try and bring in new measures to attract people in.
Like what?
And I think, well, the announcement that was made today, first of all, allowing people over 35 to join. Second, an issue that we could consider is extending the retirement age. Like, we've also increased the pay for Garda recruits. It's gone up quite significantly. It's gone up from 184 to 304 a week. And then a Garda starting salary is 34,500. And after 8 years, that rises to 53,000. So, listen, there's no one simple solution. But money isn't the problem here. 2.3 million was allocated by Minister McGrath to the Garda budget just this week for 2024. So the money is there, but we need to start, I suppose, getting out the message that it is an attractive career.
Okay.
And I know there are issues of morale within the force, but that's something that we all have a responsibility to address.
Do you accept that, Pat Daly? Money is not the problem.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Yeah, at the moment, we're lucky that it isn't the problem. I suppose the difficulty has been that, as you mentioned, Gardaí feel that no one has their back, that they're swamped in paperwork, and that it's not the job that it used to be. You know, getting back to recruitment, I suppose, we had suggested in our alternative budget that there'd be...
I think Padelli's lies.
...on retention, which would address all the issues and speak to the guards about why they are leaving in such larger numbers. And when 1,000... The aim is, I think, from the government to bring in 1,000 new recruits next year. But that doesn't mean that the numbers in on Garda Síochána is going to necessarily increase by 1,000, because, of course, you have the resignations
and the
regular retirements.
Just briefly, Jim, before I let you go, there was a lot of talk about tattoos as well and facial hair. Drew Harris hasn't conceded on those issues. Do you think he was right?
Well, listen, I don't think we should be blocking groups of people because they have facial hair or because they have tattoos. I heard what he said today in terms of he didn't want to have a process of assessing whether tattoos were offensive or not. Listen, a lot of people have tattoos and now a lot of younger people have them. I don't think we should be excluding them. And like most people who get tattoos, they get them for their artistic purposes. Very few people seem to get a tattoo so that they can offend others.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you both very much for joining us. That's Jim O'Callaghan and Pat Daly.